T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here's your local update at midday on this Friday. A North Texas couple, both busted for DWI, hours apart from one another. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
We really can't think of a time where we've had a stranger case.
Arlington Police Lieutenant Christopher Cook says it all started when officers arrested Jalissa Halsey for DWI. Now here's where it gets strange. Halsey's boyfriend, Richard Phillips, went looking for her by tracing her iPhone, not realizing that she had been taken to the Arlington jail.
He had told officers that he didn't know where his girlfriend was at and was just trying to find her.
So when Phillips arrived, officers noticed that he wasn't sober either, so they arrested him for DWI as well. Unfortunately for Phillips, he couldn't see his girlfriend since the department does not allow male and female prisoners to commingle in the jail facility. Both have since bonded out. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A man is under arrest in connection with an attempted robbery and arson at a North Fort Worth motel last weekend. 48-year-old David Sarkeesian was arrested without incident and is charged with arson of a habitation causing bodily injury. He is allegedly the man captured on surveillance video squirting a flammable liquid onto a clerk at the Budget Host Inn near Loop 820 and Beach Street and then igniting it, causing minor burns and minor property damage. Mike Drivdahl with Fort Worth Fire says the arson unit did an incredible job investigating this one.
What they have done on this case to move as quickly as they were able to move and to get them off the street is really fantastic work for them.
Sarkeesian is in the Tarrant County Jail, held on $100,000 bond. People started filling the Fort Worth Zoo as soon as it opened today, but visitors need to remember some new rules. Here's KRLD's Alanskaya.
The Fort Worth Zoo requires reservations, so the zoo's Avery Elander says people need to book a time online.
We actually overwhelmed the ticketing system yesterday. People appear to be excited to purchase tickets and come back out.
People can see outdoor exhibits like the flamingos and participate in interactive exhibitions, but indoor exhibits are closed. Some families book their appointments to show up as soon as the zoo opened at 9 a.m.
We're all excited about being able to be out of the house and doing something we all like, especially seeing all the animals.
The zoo has 6-foot distances taped off and has a group of employees who spend their days disinfecting railings and barriers. At the Fort Worth Zoo, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, Carrie Strieber with the Dallas Zoo says only 2,500 guests will be allowed each day, and there are social distancing markers throughout the 110-acre property. You'll also need to do some pre-planning.
We're going to have everybody go online now, buy their tickets online in advance of coming out to the zoo, and actually ask you to pick your day and your time frame. And all that is done to help us manage crowds and lines and make sure that we can deliver a safe experience.
Members can still get in free, but you still have to make reservations at DallasZoo.com. Indoor exhibits will be closed, and everyone over the age of 2 is required to wear a mask. The latest figures from Dallas County Health show that some groups and neighborhoods are more likely to get COVID-19. About 1/3 of the coronavirus patients in Dallas County are Hispanic. About 10% are African American. Dr. Philip Wong says the numbers have shifted from when the virus was first reported here.
Certainly the early numbers were related to probably people going to Europe or China or other places. But then since now, it's just local spread.
In more than 40% of the cases, the county was not able to collect racial data about the patients. The city of Dallas has launched an effort to make sure minority communities have access to COVID-19 testing. Lots of families still in need across the area, and volunteers with a local dentistry are doing what they can to help. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Today, volunteers with Mint Dentistry are prepping for another drive-through grocery giveaway. The dentistry team has been handing out boxes of food at locations all across DFW for about a month now.
We've donated in our South Arlington location, our Oak Cliff location, in our Cedar Hill location twice.
Dr. Field Harrison owns Mint Dentistry and says he started the giveaway to lend a helping hand to the community.
There's no competition here. The more people that do any grocery giveaway for people, the better it is for the community.
Harrison says last weekend alone, volunteers provided a week's worth of food to about 800 families in DFW. He says the need is incredible. It blew him away. Tomorrow's giveaway starts at 10 a.m. at the Mint Dentistry location in Garland. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the temperatures increase, you can expect to see more ticks in Texas. KRLD's Kelly Weiss has that.
While rates of tick-borne disease in Texas are lower than many other states, researchers say the ticks are becoming more active right now. Dr. Sonia Swiger is an entomologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension.
You know, ticks are ectoparasites and they're blood feeders, so they have to live with animals at all times. So obviously, if you're closer to wildlife, you'll have more of an impact of probably finding them than if you're not.
She recommends wearing something on your head when outside. Check yourself and your pets for ticks after being outside. If you find a tick on yourself, remove it with tweezers. Any questions, call the doctor. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the calendar moves into June, we still have no idea when or if the Rangers will play in their brand new ballpark in Arlington this year. We asked Jared Sandler from 105.3 The Fan if there is a deadline to save the baseball season.
You know, there's not like a hard deadline, but I'd imagine if something isn't in place this time next week, that could be bad. If not, Chris, I'd tell you that again, there's no hard deadline. It's not like once the clock strikes midnight, next Friday, nothing is possible of being achieved. I just think that it's going to have to be a more creative solution in which you kind of reshuffle the plans just as the days pass. That's less time you have to get everything going and get everything set up in the template that has sort of been presented to the players or to the owners, vice versa.
You can hear the full conversation, including the uncertain outlook for the Frisco Rough Riders, at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.